Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Radio Network and the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press that number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things today, as we are going to have another great gospel show today here on this May 12, 2024. So welcome, 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 everybody. So how are we all doing today? Let's just check in with our medals first. As we get started out here, Queen Nye, how we all doing, and who all do we got with us?
Well, right now, this is you and I. Good afternoon, and it's a wonderful Mother's Day, and I can say I'm doing well. This is the second day for me without my mother who is in heaven. It's the third Mother's Day without Mama Six Eyes for Charles and I. So I am just thankful, 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 thankful. Miss my grandmothers as well. But, you know, the memories and the times we had together and the things that the memories and the impressions that they left on us still stay with us. So we're thankful for their love. So I'm at good peace.
Amen. And I am in doing great, awesome here. Two thumbs up. And just saying once again, as you did, I'm going to reiterate the same point. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. We was kind enough. The Lord opened the doors. So we were able to get Sister Emily out there to her mother today so she didn't have to walk that great distance. It's practically about maybe a good 10 miles or so one way, so she didn't have to walk that great distance. So we got her out there. She's going to have transportation today, so we was able to pay for a cab out and cab back for her. So that's taken care of. So I know the Lord, hey, the Lord will take care of us for that. We want to just say thank God for that. We want to say that we had a great show last night and just had a great time. So let us get this show right started on the right foot here. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into our scripture reading and some boogie music. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for another day. In you, we have another way. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this Mother's Day on 2024. And we say, Lord Jesus, to all the mothers that we ask you to touch each and every mother out there, Lord Jesus, whether young or old, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch them. Help them to be the mothers that they need to be, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, you told us in your word how to be a good mother. And so, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help them be the mothers they need to be. We ask, Lord Jesus, for that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you to help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, I yield. Knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing to pray on this Mother's Day, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, Lord Jesus, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children out there, we ask the same blessing to pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there who are sick and shut in and have a need of healing from you, Lord Jesus, we ask you to heal them and touch their bodies as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, those who have lost maybe a mother or some other person in their family, for some reason, Lord Jesus, we ask you to comfort and touch them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus, on this Mother's Day. And then, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations we read about in the newspaper or hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to teach us how to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask you once again to take the wheel of this year program. Have your perfect will, your perfect way. Let anything that we say or do be honor glorifying in your name. For it's in your name we ask and pray all of this. Amen and amen. All right, and now it is time for our scripture reading, and here we go with it.
This is Psalm 27, verses 1 through 10. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Thou and host shall encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, and my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. And this was Psalm 27, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. All right, Queen Nye, let's boogie for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, let's get into this music. I love it. All right, here we go.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. separates me from your love, when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't seen no
heaven's earth. All you have said for me,
and nothing, no nothing,
can separate me from your love.
When there's so much more, yes,
eyes
haven't seen, ears haven't
heard,
all your plans for me,
and nothing
can separate me from your love. When there's so much more still worth fighting for, and that's why I'm pressing towards the mark. Cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for, and I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, life with you is worth fighting.
Because of you, I've got
Amen. You're listening to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen. Don't forget to join the Six Eyes Facebook page, which is the Six Eyes Radio Network Group. The Six Eyes Radio Network Group. Amen. Join, join, join.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
welcome.
Everybody. My apologies. We're having a little issue, you know, as we do sometimes with this blog talk, but we're working it out. So here we go. A little more music. And happy Mother's Day to you, Sister Emily, and to your mother.
Yeah, I was having a little hiccup. Beside Mama. I'm sitting right here next to Mommy.
Okay, well, happy Mother's Day to her, too. I got a special song I wanted to play, as usual, Mother's Day. So give me one moment, and I'm going to pull this up, and then we're going to have Pastor Bonnet come in on us for us. Give me one moment. All right, and thank you for joining us, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all of those out there. Amen. All right, here we go.
You mean so much to me, Mother, I love you. Remember those nights when I would hear her in the bedroom crying, pray when she was in pain.
She would smile at me
and hold my hand, and say it's gonna be okay. She believes in your word.
She's always lifting you up, Lord.
My loving, walking angel on this earth.
Your remembrance of her love and her praises. much to me.
He gives me peace, peace, peace.
Amen. That was Carlette Martin.
Amen.
Amen.
Do I understand we have Pastor Bonnet in the house?
Yes, we do.
Is he all right, then.
Not sure if he's on mute.
All right. Well, then, in that case.
Amen.
All right. In that case, well, Pastor Bonnet, just to let you know, I want to say happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Bonnet. We'll say that again when we do hear her. But for all our listeners out there, it is that time for our one and only Pastor Bonnet from True Word of Faith. Let me get my tongue untied here. True Word of Faith, he is going to bring us another great word from the Word of God. So sit down, get your pad, your pencil, any of your little note takers out there, get them all handy, get ready for another great word from Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. And so here he is.
Amen. Thank you, Missionary Ken. God bless you. Amen. God bless your wife. Amen. God bless your Queen Nye. Amen. Amen. God bless Brother Six. Amen. God bless all of you in your respective place. I heard earlier that Emily was with her mom. God bless you, Emily, Mom. God bless you. Pray all is well with you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you. You don't need this, but you have my permission to use the switch on Emily right
oh,
now. She may not done nothing right this moment, but it's something she did yesterday. Get her now. Amen. Amen. Get her now.
All right, Dad.
Yeah, man. Come on with it.
Amen.
Second motion. All in favor say
aye.
No.
Opposed? Nay.
No.
Ayes have it. Carried.
Oh my
God!
Amen. Gosh. You got to be good. They both say they don't behave. I'll kick Sister Bonnet on them.
We want to say Happy Mother's Day to you, Sister Emily. Amen. You have my permission to put the switch on. After you get the switch on, you ask your mama to borrow it, so that you can put it on Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
No, Pastor Bonnet, I won't do that with my son. I'll just take the switch and use it on Missionary Ken.
Uh-oh. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm coming on a little late today. Amen. I haven't had a chance to drive home yet. We have had service all day. And this being Mother's Day, the Spirit of the Lord was moving very just needfully within each service. Amen. First Lady Calhoun brought forth a wonderful message today, I tell you, and dealing with holding on to the promises of God. Amen. And how that came out. Amen. I'm like, man, she is so close to my message today. Amen. So, to all the mothers that's on the line today, Evangelist Clayton, the Lockleys, et cetera, et cetera, those of you that have children, those of you that's aunties, amen. You may not have had a child yourself, but you have been responsible for the upbringing of some person who's a better person today because of what you added to their lives. We want to say thank you, number one. We want to say thank you for your contribution, amen, to that. And so we're thankful, amen, to God. This month, we're dealing with the Holy Spirit, and I had a whole different, Missionary Ken, I had a whole different message to minister on, amen. dealing with the personality of Christ, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And early this morning, somebody say early. Early this morning, the Lord decided that he wanted to give y'all something different than what I spent time to write down and prepare for. And I'm saying, you know, always, Lord, have your way. These are your people. I'm just the messenger. And I'm thankful for you using me to say anything positive and uplifting to your people. Amen. And every now and then, as a prophet, I have to give some correction too. Amen. As a minister, I have to send forth the warnings as well. But today, the Lord shifted me early this morning, and it was very unique. And I'm going to condense it down just a little bit, but and I may be able to repeat some of it tomorrow and Motivation on Monday. Who knows? It just depends on what the Holy Spirit will give me to do. But today I want to talk to, you know, why God made mothers. Amen. God made mothers to help make this world a better place. We're going to start with that. And nobody said amen. All the mothers, all the women should have just said amen, preacher. If you never agree with the preacher, you should agree with me. God made mothers, plural, to help make this world, not the next world, this one, not Mars or Venus, amen, but this world a better place. That means in the time that you were born, amen, those that came before you and those that are going to come after you. But you right here in this season, you're made, amen, to make this world better. Amen. So mothers are made to make this world not just better, but a better place. Amen. You know, just a quick reflection. I can think about growing up, how my mom and my grandmama made the world better. Oh, we didn't think so at the time because it meant that we had to get up cleaning. Amen. It meant that we had to pick up our socks off the floor. Amen. We couldn't just throw our dirty laundry anywhere. Amen. She made sure that there was structure and order in the house and no odor. Amen. No bad odor. Amen. Now, my wife now, she loves buying fragrances. Amen. But our house stayed clean. And I remember my mama using a whole lot of air freshener and certainly no incense. Amen. Because we kept the house clean. Amen. Amen. She was she was a stickler on that. You know, you're not going to go to bed and leave her house dirty. Amen. That just wasn't going to happen. If it happened, if you left the dishes in the sink, amen, and we ate at a time that mattered, and you left the dishes in the sink, don't worry. You will be swiftly woken before midnight, amen, with not a switch, Sister Emily, but a belt, a leather belt, by the way. Amen. So mom made this world a better place, amen. Amen. So when I moved out on my own at 19, and I had me a studio apartment. They used to ask me how I was able to keep it clean and why. Every so often, my apartment looked like I had a new apartment. I said, it's my mama's fault. My mama's fault. My mama would get up and she'd say, you know, I don't like this. We're going to change everything and change the whole house around. And growing up, we were like, why? 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 Just leave it right there. And so that became a part of me. Amen. Sometimes I walk in the house and I'm like, huh, I'm so sick of this looking this same way. Yeah, I like everything that's here, but I'm sick of looking this way. Amen. Mom made this world a better place. Why? Because they add value. Amen. And if you never thought of yourself as valuable, please think of yourself as valuable. This world would be a sad place without mothers. Amen. This world would be a hard place without mothers. Amen. A mama would stop cooking to go see about her child. Amen. A mama would look at your wound, amen, and say, let me kiss it and make it better. Now, wait a minute. I don't know how the science of that works. Amen. I don't know the medical technology of that. Amen. All I know is there's an anointing in your mama's kiss to make you stop crying. There's an anointing in your mama's kiss. Glory. Hallelujah. There's an anointing in your mama's lips. Amen. When she kissed you, it seems like the world just got better. Amen. If you had a good mom, amen, a mom that was caring, amen, amen, and she would do things that it just made it seem like it was better. It didn't matter whether you was rich or poor. It's something about a mom who embraces the duty and title of motherhood. It's something about that mom who will just say, this is my baby, this is my child. And I'm not going to let nobody hurt. I remember my mama talking about that. I remember my mama didn't want me to go to camp because it was so far away. Amen. She felt like she wouldn't be able to get to me if she needed to. Glory to God. And my grandmama had to tell her, he's in the Lord's hand. Amen. And so she was praying, God, you keep your hand on him. God, don't you remove your hand from it. Lord, you make sure you take care. You make sure. And her prayers, glory to God.
Yes,
mama prayers was, keep your hand on my child. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory. Y'all, excuse me, I had a flashback moment. That wasn't in my notes, glory to God. But I had that moment. Oh, glory to God. Because my mama, even to this day, I'm past 55, glory to God. Am I past 55? Yeah, I think I am. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm up there now. Amen. But mama still calls and checks on me. Mama still tell me to finish strong in the Lord. Mama still encouraged me to keep on keeping on for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So mamas are here to make this world a better place. Amen.
Yes.
So much love and admiration and affection are poured into a new baby's life because of a caring mama. Her world revolves around her kids, a caring mom. Her world, amen. I don't care what's going on in the world. Amen. A caring mom will put the world on pause. Hallelujah. You know, y'all like your stories. As the world turned young and the rest of us, you'll pause it. Amen. Put it on video record. You go see about your children. Amen. You'll take the food off the stove to go see about the children. Amen. Matter of fact, if it's really an emergency, you'll leave it on the stove, let it burn. Hallelujah. To see about your children. Her world has evolved around her children first. Amen. Each mother plays a very responsible, amen, and sensitive role in her family. And that's so important. It's something that our mothers need to keep on embracing even in today's time. I know that women live and everything, that women are ambitious and they want to have their own career and have their own money. All of that is fine. But I just want to point out one simple fact. Since mothers have left the home, crime has kept on rising. Now, check, find me on that. I dare you to do any research. Crime was lower. Heinous crimes was lower when mothers was in the home. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. That's all right. I'm going to keep on going. Amen. The mother's role in a child, in the child's upbringing, is vital. Amen. It breaks a mama heart when she has to sit in a trial room because her child had committed murder. I don't care what it was, he will only cry because he see the tears from his mama. He can be hard, he can be in a gang, he can be in this and that. And the only thing that's going to touch his heart is to see his mother cry. Because he knows there's a certain level of letdown that he has allowed to take place. because he didn't adhere to the teaching or upbringing of a loving mom. So don't let nobody change your idea and your thoughts about the necessity of a loving mom. What does the Bible say, Brother Preacher, concerning mothers? What does the Bible say about women? Brother Preacher, talk to us. This is Sunday. We want a sermon. Okay, all right. I thought I was already preaching, but since you're pushing me, I'm going to go ahead and go to the Bible. So you have your Bible? I know Missionary Ken told you to have your Bible. Amen. Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. Amen. Verse 18. I'm going to read from the New Living. Amen. I know I normally read from the King James, but I transferred this over from the New Living. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. It says, then the Lord God, all of him, amen. Then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Now, men, I'm partial to what James Brown says. It is a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. Amen. It would be nothing. Amen. So women, once again, I want to say to all the mothers, thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the women that bring birth and bring life into the world. Because I was there when my first son was born. He had to be born through a cesarean. That's the only way men would ever have children. You would have to cut us. All that pushing stuff. Amen. I know that's a little visual aid for you. But all that pushing stuff, we ain't trying to do it. We wouldn't try to do it. Amen. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 says again, New Living Translation, then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper who is just right for him. There's someone for everyone. Women, don't you let nobody think that they're the only one that can love you. In fact, the Bible declares for every man that will be a husband, he's commanded of God to love his wife. So that means love is not a feeling. Amen. Love is an action and a responsibility. So God's word says God commanded his love towards us. Amen, somebody. Now let me get back to my text. So it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper just right for him. Someone say just right for him. Amen. That's right. So God will give you the just right one because God knows the plan that he has, not just for you, but for your whole generation. Amen. So it was later on in Genesis chapter 3 when the man that God formed from the dirt, amen, from the dust, amen. I mean, so he wasn't even real dirt. He was dust. He was the molecules that were floating from the dirt. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We ain't going to get into that. So then the man, Adam, named his wife. Sir, I want to say to all the men, you love your mama. You thank God for your mama. Respect your wife. Speak well of your wife. Don't call her outside her name. Don't call her dirty this and dirty that. Don't call her, you know, them other words that you sometimes want to think about. Adam called his wife Eve. Amen. Amen. Because her name was life. Amen. and she will be the mother of all living. That's what the text says. Then Adam, then the man Adam named his wife Eve, because she will be the mother of all who live. Men, we got a whole lot of seed, but seed is nothing if it can't get into the ground. I'm going to say it one more time for those that's a little slow and think I'm talking about fruit trees and some vegetable gardens and herb gardens. Man, we got a whole lot of seed, but it don't mean nothing if it can't get into a ground. Fertile ground. Let me help you. Amen. Amen. So Eve, then the man Adam named his wife Eve because she will be the mother of all who live. There's power in a name. So I don't call my wife Boo because she ain't no ghost. I call her Honey because she's sweet to me. And I don't know how you eat your honey. Y'all excuse the analogy. I don't know how you eat your honey, but it's something about when honey is on something, you want to kind of lick it. Amen. 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 So sometimes my kids will say, all right, y'all. All right, Dad. All right. They needed to see me show affection to my wife, their mama. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Amen. And if I can love on sweet, amen, I should be able to love on who is called sweet, honey. Amen. Amen. And so there's power in a name, but there's purpose in a title. Amen. Why call you a doctor if you ain't fixing, developing, helping, mature anything of substance? Amen. Why call you a mechanic if you can't fix nothing? Amen. Why call you an electrician and you don't know the difference between neutral and a positive? Amen. And you don't know how many votes. Why call you something if you're not going to be at? Why call you got a flat tip and it comes down from, you start off round and you go down to a flat tip point. Well, I'm going to call you a screwdriver. I'm not going to call you a hammer because that would be the other way around. Amen. And so there's purpose in a title. So when you carry the title Dad, there's a purpose, but it's not Father's Day. Women, all the flowers y'all don't receive today, all the love and sweet that y'all receive today, all the dinner preparation that y'all receive today, all the affection and happiness that you receive today, remember, we reap what we sow. So because you have been sown good gifts today, remember when Father's Day comes that you do the same. Let's not celebrate and magnify mom and disgrace father and disrespect father, but back to mother. So this title, Mother, amen, Adam planted life, but Eve will give birth to that life. Amen. Adam planted the life, but Eve is the one that life had to come through. So Adam could do nothing on his own. Amen. Men, we can't do nothing on our own when it comes down to new life. And that's what we need. Someone to help us bring in new life into the world. Help me, Lord. If you're single, you definitely need God's help right here that you will choose the right person. Amen. Amen. Because that person that you choose is going to be a byproduct, amen, of what type of person you produce into this world. Amen. And when you are tired and don't want to pray, men, you need a woman. You need a mother, not your mama, someone that they call mom, that will pray for them and not just tell them anything and crazy things. Amen. So thank God for mama. Thank God for the women. To plant the seed is easy, but giving birth, giving birth to that seed is work all by itself. They say when women are giving birth, that's the closest point to death she can get without dying. Some women, even in the Bible, we see some women that had given birth, they died giving birth. In other words, they gave their life to bring in life. Amen. But I want to call to your attention, we thank God for Sister Eve starting life all over for us. It was in her the promise of the seed that was going to redeem mankind came too. But there's a people I want you to think about, because some women, they are barren. They can't give birth. There's a Shunammite woman. Some of you may know the story. Those of you that know it, I want to call that to your attention about the Shunammite woman. Well, Brother Preacher, I don't know who the Shunammite woman is. Okay, my apologies. Turn with me in your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 4. And for the saving of time, I cannot read the whole chapter. So you're going to have to do that on your own. But what I will do is I will paraphrase this issue with the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman was a woman who did not have a child. But she recognized the man of God who was working and passing by all the time. She called to her husband and she said, "Honey, we see the man of God passing through here often. Is it possible for us to make a little room that he don't have to pass us by trying to get somewhere, but he can stop right here? And we'll put a bed or a table in there. Somewhere he can read his scrolls and we'll put a candle up there so he'll have something to as he'll read it, as he's studying God's word, as he's preparing what he must do, he'll have a place to lay his head of safety and rest." And her husband realized that this is a good thing, and they did so. And the man of God did this, and he had a companion that was also able, an armor bearer that was with him, a servant that with him. And oftentimes they would come and spend time with this family and keep on going. But one day the man of God said, "We must repay their kindness. What can we do?" Well, this Shunammite woman, her family was already doing good. They already had money. They already had land. They already had people working for them. So they had everything that they needed. And his servant said, "Well, sir, there's one thing that I do see missing there. I don't see the pitter patters of little feet. I don't see that they have any children. And her husband is old now. He didn't know. So that's the only thing I see missing." And so he said to the Shunammite woman, I know that God had allowed you to overcome the shame of not having children, because you are respected in this place. And so I will prophesy new life in you." She said, "Oh, man of God, don't play with me." And see, I know some of y'all like going to them churches where they prophesy to you, and they play with your feelings. They tell you all these good stuff. But this woman, she said, "Listen, I didn't ask for nothing. I don't need you to play with my emotions. I don't need you to play with me." She said, so hold on what you got. He said, "No. According to the time of life, this time next year, you're going to have a child." That means her husband had to get busy, and she had to be ready. And according to life, she had a child. Whereas things got better in the land, and things got hard in the land, and things progresses in the land, that child that she gave birth to as a young man, he gets older, and one day while he's working in the field with his daddy, he fainted. He had a heat stroke. My Lord. And like most men, you know, we want to tell you, toughen up, boy. Go get you some water. Go sit down somewhere for a minute and get back out here and get your work done. You know, that's how we talk, man. Man, pull yourself by your own bootstrap. We suck it up, man. We see you bleeding. Ah, man, come on. That ain't nothing but a scratch. You about to, all your blood about to pull all out. We tell you, ah, man, that's just a scratch. And I put this on and keep on going. And the daddy say, take him to his mama. That's what we do. A lot of times, we don't take time, and we say, go to your mama. But by the time that he gets to mama, and he rests, he dies. He dies. He dies in the presence of his mama. He dies. The promise that was given to him. The promise that was given to her, rather, to me, that she was going to have a child. She was going to have something that was going to remove her disgrace. She was going to have something that was going to give her a reason to be proud. She was going to have something that was going to be there for her in her old age, because that's what having a son meant. It meant that she wasn't going to have to worry when she get old, because her son will be able to take care of her. But now here it is, that promise is dead. She tells one of the servants, she said, go tell my husband I need a horse and carriage. I got to go somewhere. Why? Where the man of God is. Why? Because I need to get back to the way the man of God is, because, number one, I told him, don't play with me. I told him not to promise me. Don't make no promises to me. And now, here it is. The promise is dead. See, we don't even know how to go and pray sometimes. There are some things that God has given some of you that's supposed to sustain you, but it seems like it has died, and it died in your presence. Here's what a mama do. A mama go back to the beginning where the prophets came from. A mama go back to the word of God. A mama get in the presence of God. And she went towards where the prophet was, and the servant of the prophet, Gehazi, he saw her coming, and he tells the prophet, hey, Elijah, here comes the Shunammite woman. And he says, go down there and see what she wants. And when he gets down there to her, she won't even talk to him. Because you ain't the one that made me the promise. You're not the one that prophesied to my life. I don't want to talk to you. I need the man of God, the one that was speaking for God, the one that spoke into my life. This was mama. And she get, and so he goes to her, and he said, and he gets to her, and she don't say he's dead. She never confessed that he's dead. She simply says to the man of God, y'all read it for yourself, read it for yourself. Didn't I say to you, don't say that. Woo! She said, don't promise me. I was good all by myself, but you gave me a promise. And so he sends the servant. She said, that ain't gonna work. And she did not leave until he came. Because listen what she did now. She didn't leave the boy in his room. She took him to the promise. Lord, I sowed the seed for your manservant. So I'm going to put him where I put The man of God been sleeping right here. The anointing been sleeping right here. This is where I'm going to put my son. So when the man of God, when the prophet got to our house and went to the upper chamber they had developed for him, he sees a boy on the bed. And we know he's a teenager because the description of what happened next tells us he wasn't no little child, because it's unless the prophet was a drawing. It says he stretched out over it, mouth to mouth, nose to nose. And he breathed on it. And he spoke to God. The boy sneezed 7 times and got up. We got to know that's what a mama do. A mama will go to the end for her child. Oh, yes, Lord, have mercy. A mama will go to the end. Amen, amen, amen. There's another mother. Amen. Thank God for the Shunammite woman. Thank God for the mother that will pray without ceasing. Amen, amen. Thank God for the mothers that know how to push. They pray until something happens. Amen. They keep on praying. Amen. They keep on praying. They keep on praying until God answers the prayer. Thank God for a mama that will continue to pray. Everybody calling your child bad, but mama say they just trouble right now. God gonna get them right. God gonna do it. God gonna. Daddy done gave up. Dad done threw them out. But mama still there praying. Mama's still there believing, because they know how to push. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
Amen. You go over to 1 Samuel chapter 2. I don't have time to tell all the story, but there's a woman named Hagar. Oh, she was barren too. But she didn't wait on the man of God to speak into her life. She began to cry out to God for her one self. She said, God, if you give me a child, I give him back. Oh, yeah. God, if you give me a child, I will give him back to you. And a lot of times, when we give our children over to the Lord, we think that's the end of it. No, no, no. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 2, you got to read it for yourself. Round 18, the 18th verse to the 21st verse, when you read that, you see that not only did she give her son to the man of God, as she promised to God to work in the service of God, but she saw to it that each year as he grew, that she made him a coat to go with his growth. She was providing for him. Amen. Amen. She was seeing too that he was doing what he had to do in the name of the Lord. See, that's how much a true mother love will go the distance. Amen. It's not just to give birth. Amen. And some of us, we pray God to do this, and we start out with God, but then after a while we want to do all the driving. We done told the Lord to take the wheel, but then we snap the wheel and start driving our own self. We want to control this and control that. But now she was there to help him to fulfill the call of God for his life. Amen. Amen. There's another woman. I don't have time to go to it. Judges, chapter 6. Here's a mother that the angel appeared and said, hey, I need you to live your life this way because you're going to have this promise. And his job is to begin to set his people free from the tyranny that y'all up under right now. See, some of you, God has promised to bring a deliverer through your loins. Amen. So a deliverer through your labor. But that's something that you had to do first. Before she gave birth, she had to condition her life. In other words, she didn't get pregnant and have a child. No, she had to follow strict dietary process. She had to adhere to the word of God for herself. Ain't nothing wrong with you telling your child don't smoke and don't drink. But are you smoking and drinking? Lord help us today. Is nothing wrong with you telling your children don't abuse their body, but are you abusing your body? Is nothing wrong with you telling your child they need an education, but are you trying to learn anything? So here's preparation. We saw here preparation. Amen. The angel came and said, this is what we need you to do in order to bring this promise into the world. And what she did is, because not only was she a good mom or going to be a good mom, she was also a faithful wife. She said, hold up. I need to go tell my husband what you're saying. That sounds good. But if he throw me a potty, I got to drink what he give me to drink, and I got to eat what he give me to eat. I can't dictate to my husband what I eat and drink. See, you don't even want to live your life that way, in humble submission. But she said, nah, before I do anything, let me go talk to my husband. And when my husband heard it, he said, God, let your messenger come again and give us the instruction on what must be done for this promise to come to pass. See, that's a good mother and a great wife, because she didn't say, I heard the pastor said this, and that's why a lot of men don't like pastors, because y'all run home and tell the pastor everything that you tell your husband everything that the pastor said, and you won't even introduce your husband to the pastor. You act like your pastor runs your house. Your pastor do not run your house. Your husband do. Well, you know, he's a man of God, and he's another man. Recognize all things decently and in order. And so for this to continue to be decent and in order, she told her husband. See, a good mom know how to talk to her husband, because it was going to be based on what he brought in, whether or not they can live by those conditions. And he humbled himself and said, Lord, let the man of God come again. Let your messenger come again. And so when the angel of the Lord appeared and gave instruction, he appeared to her again, she said, hold right here. Don't you go nowhere. Let me go get my husband. And she brought her husband to him, and he said, are you the one that told my wife this and that? I am. That's a good pastor. That's a good leader. One that don't have to hide what he's saying. You ain't got to say amen. I said it for you. Amen. And so he gives the instructions. And she later on gave birth to a child who would begin to set Israel free from the tyranny of the Philistines. You don't know what you're going to give birth to, but how you live your life determines that. See, that's a good mama. And let me wrap this up with this great mom. We all know her, so sanctify her better than what she is. But she's still just human being. We do not pray to her. Those of you that have done this, don't do it no more. That is idolatry. Our prayers belong to God. God just simply used her as a vessel to deliver himself into the world so that he would have legal rights to make earthly change. Because God is a God of order. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, give them dominion over everything that creepeth upon the face of the flesh. So the only way to have dominion in this world is through a body. That means if you scatter ghosts, you scatter stuff that don't have dominion. You scatter stuff that don't have legal rights. That's why we're not afraid of ghosts. That's a whole nother method. But the angel appeared to Mary, a young virgin, never been touched. So she, it wasn't Madonna's song, touch like a virgin. No. This was a virgin. Amen. She was very much a virgin. And she was respectable unto God. And the angel said, blessed art thou above all women. You shall be the vessel that God used to bring forth his son. She asked a very simple question. She said, okay, mom and daddy taught me what we now call the birds and the bees. She simply made it clear, I don't do and can't do until I'm married what you are saying that's about to happen to me. So how he going to do that? And once she received the instruction that the Holy Spirit was going to be the one that do that in her, through her, for her, she said, let it be done unto me according to thy will. But we don't stop there. That's just that's the top part of it. Amen. The mother is traveling with her husband. And they've gone a day and a half journey. And she noticed within herself, and she probably noticed long before that, and as far as we know, Joseph could have been pushing her off, to finally she said, hey, no, I ain't going no further. Where Jesus at? And see, a lot of us, we go too far, stay too long, and we don't know where Jesus is. But Mary had enough sense as a young girl. She had enough sense to understand, wait a minute, I don't hear Jesus. A lot of us been trying to do too many things or doing too many things, done too many things, and we don't hear Jesus. And we don't have the sense that God gave a dog to turn around and go back. We think that we can do it on our own. We had the sense, we just ignored it. Mary said, I don't hear Jesus. I don't see him. I don't know where he at. Joseph, where he at? Well, he probably back there with one of our family members. I'll stop the caravan. Let's do a roll call. See, home alone was because somebody failed to do the right roll call. That's why he was home alone. But Jesus was at the temple, talking to first and conversing with folks. He stayed in place. He was out of place, but at least he stayed in a place. Amen. Anybody looking for Jesus, bring him to church. I know they just told you, you ain't got to go to church to serve the Lord. That's where Jesus was as a child. He was in the church. When they went looking for Jesus, where was he? He was in church. All I got to say is, if you're looking for Jesus, he's at church. I want to invite you to your local church, your local Bible teaching, Bible preaching church. The ministry there taught by the leading of the Holy Spirit, who will introduce you to someone that will treat you closer than a father, better than a father, will love you more than a mother, and will be closer to you than a brother. That's who I want to introduce you to, none other than Jesus Christ. He is Lord and Savior. He is the Redeemer. Sin has caused all of us to forfeit our right to eternal rest with God the Father. But redemption is Christ paid the price on the cross for all those that will believe in him, who is the gift of God for that eternal life. But you must put your whole trust totally in him. Thank God for the preacher. Thank God for what I said. But unless what you believe is in the word of God, your faith is in vain. Put your trust in God. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for Mary, who didn't lose Jesus. Lord knows if she would have lost Jesus, had this story would have ended about him on the cross. He'd probably had to get an adopted mom or somebody else that was going to feed him for the next couple of years. But thank God for the mother that went to look for her child. Thank God for the mother, and in this case, the father too, who did not rest till they found their child. To all our mothers today, I want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day. Amen. This is my mother calling in. I'm going to merge her in this call so I can say Happy Mother. We're online right now.
Hello.
I'm ministering right now. And so you're
Hello.
In the mix. I just told them I was adding you into the call because I want to say, because I already given you my gift and you already enjoying it. Amen. And so, yes, I'm talking to you, Mama. You're online with me, and I was at the very end of my sermon, so you timed it very well. See, that's what a mama do. Here it is. The preacher is preaching about a good mom. And here it is. I told y'all, I can't help but to preach the gospel because I got a mama that will remind me I don't belong to nobody but God. I got a mom that kept reminding me all these years. She apologized for having me young. She apologized for not being able to give me the things that she desired to give me. But what she didn't have to apologize is the one great gift that she gave me, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
She gave me the most valuable thing that I could ever ask for, that I could ever use in this world or the world beyond. And she gave me Jesus.
Amen, amen. I got to get these kids out the car. Happy Mother's Day to anyone that's listening. And we love you. This is our uncle. We
love you,
you,
Mama. Thank you for calling. Glory to God.
Look.
Thank you, God. Glory. Look how God timed that. I didn't answer. I couldn't pay for that timing. Glory to God. But God, look how God worked me out. I'm done. That was what me to do but sit here in the parking lot and cry. Me and my sister, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a loving mom. I don't know if your mama alive or not. If your mama is gone on to be with the Lord, I need you to stop and thank God for giving you great memories of who she is, or who she was, brother. I want you to thank God for her changing your diapers. I want you to thank God for her wiping your nose when it was nasty. You know, some moms will even sit there and suck out the snot out of their children's nostrils when they were congested. They knew what to do to take care of their child. If they didn't know, they had somebody around them that would show them. Guess what, mom? They wouldn't eat until their child had enough to eat. So thank God for a good mom. So all you good mothers out there, once again, this is Captain Kenneth's body. I just want to say thank you for being a good mom. Thank you for being someone of loving, caring, and devoted kindness to others. And making sure somebody else know that they're loved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
And after the commercial, Missionary Ken is back in your hands.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Well, that was a great message, Pastor Bonnet, and I appreciated all of it, especially talking about mothers and... If people didn't catch on to which mother you were talking about there in the Bible, that was Samson's mother, and that was a good message. And so just wanted to say that was a very good message. And so do we have any other takeaways? Amen. And happy Mother's Day to Mama Bonnet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I give honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit that makes it possible that you and I are here today. Amen. To God be the glory. And I ask the Lord to forgive me of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease the Lord in any way, form, or fashion. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you in your respectable place on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Every day, 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. A mother's job is never done. A mother's job is never completed. A mother's job, amen, didn't come, amen, with instructions, amen, but came with the basic instruction before leaving earth. I'm grateful for the message today that was given, that was displayed, that was on the table today. I give God the praise and give God the glory. Amen. To God be glory. Thanking God for my mother. Thanking God for Miss Ida Mae Clayton that's no longer here with us. God called her to a resting place in 2009. And I thank God for memories, for good memories. As I always say, you can take away my houses, cars, silver, gold, bank account. You could take away all the material things, but you cannot take away my memories. I thank God for my mother. I thank God for chastisement. I thank God for rebuke. Amen. I thank God, amen, for a mother, amen, that becomes to be a mother, a nurse, a counselor, a teacher, an instructor, but most of all, amen, patient. Patient. I thank God for a patient mother. I thank God, amen, for loving kindness as he drawn thee. So I thank God, amen, for your mothers and your mothers and your mothers and your mothers. I thank God for a villain that helped raise us children. I'm from the old school tobacco field, cotton rows, peanut rows, pecan grove. I thank God. Amen, for a mother that survived and provide. Amen, when she didn't eat, her children ate. Amen, to God be glory. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for a profound message today. because that message is a right now true message. Amen to God. Be glory and thank God. If it had not have been for our mothers, whether your mother biological, whether your foster parents, whether your sister, whether your auntie, grandmama, nana, them raised you. Amen. Thank God for loving kindness of those that had a hand in uprising us to instill values, to instill great values in us, to make us the men and women that we are today. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise. Amen to God. I dare say, mother's job is never done 24 hours in a day, but nation recognize Mother's Day on this day. But I recognize mothers every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Amen to God be the glory. So I just thank God. I thank God for your mothers. Amen to God be the glory. And many of them, amen, that are not with their mom. Many of them separated. Many of them has been taken away. Many of them in different places. Amen, rejection. But I say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you in your respective place. Thank you, Pastor Bunny, for a profound message today, reminding us, amen, that how Christ loved us so much, even in the midst of the Garden of Eden. Thank God, amen, for who he is, all by himself, rest, ruling, and abiding. So I give God the glory. I give God the praise. Again, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you in your respectable place. And the Bible lets us know, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon this land. No matter how old we get, we're not older than our mother. We're not older than our parents. So we thank God, and I thank God, amen, for Pastor Bunny's mom, right on time. Right on time, I thank God. And still, a mother's job is never done. A mother's job is never done, so I'm grateful. And again, to each and every one of you, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you, from my house to your house. I send love, blessings, and prayers to your home. May the blessings of the Lord continue to keep us and remind us to how blessed that we are. And I give God the glory and the praise. I sure to continue to keep us lifted up here in Tallahassee. We was hit by a devastating storm, a tornado, and some of us just got our lights back last night, early this morning. Our lights been out since Friday. Amen. But I thank God Almighty for life. I thank God for life, health, and strength. He kept us through the storms, trees down. Amen. The breeze. Ice balls flying here and there. Amen. Lives lost. Amen. And we still have over 60,000 residents that does not have light at this time. But I thank God that we have life. And I had a neighbor that was killed in the storm. Tree fell on their trailer, and she didn't get out in time. So I just ask y'all to keep us lifted up here as we, amen, recovering, amen, to see the devastation here in Tallahassee. Never seen this devastation before. We've had hurricanes and tornadoes, but never seen the devastation of what it is right now today. Amen. So I just ask you all to just continue to keep us lifted up before the Lord. Amen to God. Because God bless each and every one of you in your respectable place. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Slate. Amen. Thank you for informing us on where our prayers need to be directed to and for. Amen. To those that are still without there in Tallahassee, those that are going through, that have gone through the storm, those that are still dealing with the storm. Amen. And so I prayer go out to those that have to deal with that even on this holiday. Amen. That's the thing about the storms of life. Amen. It don't come on our schedule. It come on its own.
Yeah.
Amen. Whether we're ready Like the game that the kids used to play, Ready or Not, Here I Come.
Yeah.
And those how the storm that might have hit. Ready or Not, Here It Comes. And so we have to realize that sometimes the storm will come, and it is deadly and it's dangerous in its process. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gone. But the real work starts after the storm, because the storm may only be a moment, a brief moment, but the recovery from the storm, that's the
mm-hmm.
real challenge. That's where the real work begins. And so we want to pray for the recovery process. It's like that even with the storm of life, those that have gone through traumatic experiences. Amen.
Yes.
That storm came and it took your life. It did something to your life. You know,
yes, it did.
People have been married 20 years and getting divorced. You know, you don't raise children and all of a sudden, here it is. One said, well, I want to be with the same sex. I don't want to live a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to start living one right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize it. You don't want to live a lie, but you're about to live one right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil is busy. Deceiving as many as he can.
Mm-hmm.
And if we give heed to it, the Bible says, in a lot of days there should be a great falling away. We got to remember what the scripture says. It ain't... This is not Pastor Bonnet words that he wrote down on paper. Although I did write it down, but I wrote it, I copied it. Amen. Amen. But he said there shall be scoffers. He said that there shall be those that will mock the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there should be a falling away of the faith. Amen.
Yes.
You know, that's why he said, many shall come in my name saying that I'm the Christ. Said, don't follow them. Don't go after them.
That's right. That's right.
They're going to deceive many.
Uh-huh.
How many is many? I don't know. But it's one too many.
That's right.
That's all I know. I don't know how many many is. But if it's one, that's too much.
Uh-huh.
That's too much. If one soul is distracted and misled to no longer follow Christ, that is one too many.
One too many.
And so that's why we need to be praying in this season. In this decade. COVID-19.
Yeah.
We gave it a name, COVID-19. It's called a coronavirus, but we gave it a full name, a description, all of that. I told you earlier in the message, there's power in a name and purpose in a title. That works both ways, for good and or bad. And we gave COVID-19 power to pull us out of the church.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all stupid for preaching again, but I am called a preacher. So then I must preach. So anyway, we those that left the church are the ones that's struggling to get back in church. And you wondering why things are not the same. Why it's taking longer to get over this and to get out of that? Because you have removed yourself from the presence of God. But God is here damn everywhere. I heard you say that. I heard you. But I want to remind you, the Bible says where God sees unity, there he commands the blessing.
That's what he said.
He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. That's what he said. We didn't make that up so we can get your tithe and offering.
That's right.
He said it.
Thank you, God.
And it has purpose.
Thank you, God.
You hungry
And
you looking for this person to feed you, that person feed you, you run into this spot, that spot. If you would have been part of a faith community, they would have made sure everyone in that community ate.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
So we got to follow the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Not how we feel.
That's right.
You ever were going somewhere and you say, I feel like I had to get that this way, and you went that way, and then you were lost? Before GPS, you had to call and get help. They said, I'm trying to find your house. I done got lost.
Yeah.
Well, which way you went?
Uh-huh.
And they tell you where they went. You're like, I'm on the opposite side of town. You're in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. That's right. Oh.
And then
sometimes
we give up too fast. They say, oh, just come down two more blocks.
Uh-huh. Because
the devil made you stop too soon.
That's it. Wow.
That's why we need the church, y'all.
That's why we need each other. Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy. Help us today,
yes,
Jesus.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. But you know, Pastor Bernie, yesterday when they were doing the video here in the complex that I live at, in the condos that in front of me, three-story condos, and I'm in the lower-level condos, you know, the single condos, and when they were doing the video on yesterday, you know, someone told me, says, Evangelist Clayton, you're lucky. You know, say, oh my God, look, say, if you can only see what's in front of you, if you can only see what's in front of you, say, oh my God, trees that have been planted over hundreds of years that rooted up from the ground up on top of the condos and roof caved in and cars, not one car, two cars, three cars. Cars, trees are up on top of cars that are smashed cars. Then one car hanging from the roof of the house, the back end of the car hanging from the roof of the house, and nobody has the power, but the Lord has the power. And said, Evangelist Clayton, you are lucky, because when this storm was going on, this tornado was going on, there was tree limbs hitting my windows and my sliding glass door, ice ball bigger than a baseball, were hitting my windows and debris was flying. But do you know that on my front patio, I have three chairs that was on my patio. I had a stand from the United States Postal Services that they put my packages in when they deliver my packages and everything. Do you know that neither one of those chairs, do you know neither one of those stands that's on my porch, neither one of them moved from the place that it was in? Out of all of that wind, out of all of that debris, them trees that were flying and hidden, amen. And what I did, I got up out of my living room and I went into the kitchen, because there's a wall in the kitchen, and I said, but I followed the Holy Spirit. He told me to go in my bathroom. I went into my bathroom, and behind my walls, I got into my bathtub. And why this debris was flying and everything hitting, I mean, it was rapidly moving. You can hear the trees cracking and falling and everything up on top of roof. Do you know the building next door, next to mine, I'm in 331, building 333, that building, that rooftop, trees on top of caved in, do you know that they said, you are lucky? I said, no, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. You know, the songwriter say he'll build a fence all around you. He built a fence all around me. Do you know that none of my chairs, nail stand that's on my porch, not even the white mail container that they put packages in, it did not move whatsoever. It did not move. And they said, lucky. I said, no, I'm blessed. Because he said he'll build a fence all around you every day. Every day.
I want to take from Jonathan Richmond. His song says, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
And so
now you're not lucky, you loved.
I'm loved.
You are loved of the Father. Amen.
Yes.
And he chose to preserve your possession.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So what could the wind do? Nothing.
Hallelujah, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. You all see the video. You all look at the news. You all look at the news, you all see my area. Yes, God's favor. You all look at the news in Tallahassee.
Favor is not meant to be fair, but it's meant for who it is given to.
Who it is given to. Thank you, God.
It wasn't meant to be fair. It was meant to be given. And you received it.
Thank you, God.
You can't be mad at somebody who's been given favor.
That's right. That's right.
Because when you get your favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't care about nobody else. You're thankful for your favor. So we thank God for the favor that he has shown you. And sure enough, you are not lucky. You are loved. God loves you.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Thank God for that blessing that he has over your life. And we're praying. It seems like this, that when we see events like this,
mm-hmm.
and I want the world to take if the listeners are listening right now,
I want you that
can tune into it. She said, if you call and tune in to what's going on in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to count, take both hands, hand for on the casinos and the juke joints and
mm-hmm.
the bars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And let me know how many go out there and help. Versus
right.
the Red Cross.
That's right.
Salvation Army.
That's right. That's right.
Christian organized groups.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look. Pay attention
to
how much is done by Christian organized group.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You'll run and take your money to casino, but is the casino going to help any communities outside of their
Come
own circle?
Come on now.
I want you to pay attention now. Let me know. If you got one, then do it. I don't go to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
mm-hmm.
got one casino that do more work than any other Christian organization around its community, let me know so I can go visit them.
That's right.
Let me know. Let the preacher know so I can go visit.
I
want to see for myself. Amen.
Right.
I just
want to
see.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Please let me know.
Thank you, Jesus.
My email address is prophetbonnet@yahoo.com. PROPHETBONNETT @yahoo.com. Let me know. I just want to know.
That's right.
Correct me.
That's right.
Show
that's right.
me. But
Thank you, God.
That's what Christian organizations do.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
They help their community.
That's right.
And so those that are obeying the call,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they're helpful to their community.
Amen. I give God the praise, Pastor Bunny. I give God the praise because we have 8 different states that have came into the state of Florida, came into Tallahassee to help out the utility because we had 11 power grids that was down and housed over 100,000 residents. Yes, sir. Sure did. So they're still here. And they're working 24 hours.
Woo!
Amen. So grateful. 11 grids. 11 grids.
Wow.
We have. Yeah. So you
wow.
can imagine just how many residents have been affected. It's been affected.
Well,
not only myself, but
lots of
people.
We thank God for those that are patient during this season.
Yes.
That is a challenge when we are challenged in this modern era. Almost
yes.
everything we do involves some type of electricity.
Yes, sir.
Or gas.
Everything.
That's the world we live in. And so when those things are affected, our lives are affected. So we definitely pray for those people's well-being and that God will give them strength to regain their sense of balance in their life.
Yes.
And you stay encouraged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You be encouraged. Amen.
Yes.
And we're just glad that you're here with us on today. Once again, happy Mother's Day to you. Evangelist, amen. Thank God for the ministry that God has birthed in you to help those that are wounded inside, that are going through the storms of life on the inside.
Yes.
And so thank God for the ministry that he's giving you to help the brokenhearted.
Yes, God.
So we thank God. You thank God for what he has in you and those like you. Amen. Because you're not the only one. I'm not the only one. When the prophet said, God, I'm the only one. He said, hold up, man.
No.
I got 7,000 over here that ain't bound to leave. So wait a minute. Don't get beside yourself. Don't get it twisted.
That's right.
Don't get it twisted. So we're not gonna get it twisted,
thank
y'all.
You.
We know we're not the only one, but we thank God
yes.
for choosing us to be a one. Amen. Amen. And so, prayerfully, let's make sure that we reach out to our one and only mothers. Amen. And
yes,
say thank you for giving me life. Amen.
Yes.
And even if your mother was bad and you know who they is, you know who they are, or if you don't know who your mother is, and if your mother gave you up for adoption, or if your mother abandoned you, and number one, I pray for your divine healing in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. That God will heal you from that wound. Amen.
Yes.
But that's
Amen.
Your past. If you're grown now, that happened as a child. Yes, it don't have ramifications. But as a grown up now who knows God, you already know he is a restorer. Amen.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace who God has made on him. So let's put our mind on God and he'll heal our circumstances.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
I fully believe it.
Yes, sir.
I'm not in denial of mental disability.
Uh-huh.
I'm not in denial. Okay?
Yes.
So what I'm about to say may sound like it, but I need you to hear me in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I'm not in denial of anyone that's going through any type of mental distress.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
Yes, God.
But if you stay mentally distressed, it is because you haven't lined back up with the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have not lined back up. Why? Then scripture says, the joy of the Lord is my what?
Is my strength. My strength. Thank you, God.
It didn't say the money of the Lord, the heavens of the Lord.
Yes.
It says the joy of the Lord. So the question is, what is the joy that is the Lord?
That's
sometimes, like he told Will Smith in I, Robot, you got to ask the right question. Sometimes we ain't getting the right answers because we don't ask the right questions.
Right question.
And the reason why some of us are not delivered in certain areas is either we asked the right question and got an answer that we didn't believe or didn't want to receive, or we didn't ask the right question, therefore we can't get a right answer. I know we think everything is just Jesus, 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 Jesus. But Jesus give us a process. So all I'm saying, the preacher is saying to you today, there's a process for your healing. There's a process to overcome your pain. There's a process which is called the cleaning process that God will make you whole. Matter of fact, I'm not going to do the homework. I challenge you to do this yourself. Jesus healed a lot of people. Matter of fact, I'll give you the story. And you go and look for it for yourself. Leprosy of his day. In that day and time, leprosy was the king of all ailments because you were losing body parts. Okay? If you got to do... That was a walking death sentence to have leprosy, okay? You were excommunicated from fellowship with your family, friends, and community. So you had no help. And you always had to announce yourself as unclean when people was coming your way. The Bible says that there was 10 lepers. Am I right about it, Evangelist? 10 lepers.
10 lepers.
They hollered out to God. Y'all hear me? Hear me in the Holy Spirit now.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said they come out to Jesus. Number one, they couldn't come to Jesus because they was unclean. And the world will feel like they can't come to church because they are unclean. But Jesus, he saw them and he cleansed them where they was and told them to go show themselves to the priest.
With the priest. Thank
the
you,
Bible says, as they were going, y'all read it for yourself, as they were going, one out of ten
went
around and went back to Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus said, was that not ten clean? The only one came back. Now, that was the shocker right there.
That was. That's
because you want to say they were ungrateful. But somebody might say, well, they were just doing what he said go. Okay. But look what happened to the woman.
What happened?
Now he said, behold. See, some people get cleansed, but they never get whole.
That's right.
Some of you have been delivered, but you don't went through molestation, rape, and all this stuff. You've been delivered, but you ain't whole because you haven't came back to Jesus and told him, thank you for delivering me.
That's right.
From that which will destroy me inside.
Yes.
Now, that's the Bible. I can't help because I read it and understood it now.
That's it.
So if you want to be whole, see, wholeness is different from being healed.
Right.
See, wholeness will that you start a ministry and you ain't got no legs to walk.
How about
that? Wholeness will let you go to God and be called a dog and still say, but the dogs eat from the table that the kids throw down, the crumbs from the kids throw down.
Come on here.
When you're whole,
don't nothing
stick on you no more.
No more.
That means what you have been delivered from.
Thank you, God.
Won't have the power to return and overcome you.
That's it. My God.
Because what he does there, see, and we ain't in this series yet, and we got to get to it. We got to get to understanding what demonic spirits are, soul ties, and what a spiritual, when we're in spiritual warfare, what that really means. The Bible said when the unclean spirit is cast out, he's cast out into dry places. Number one, we keep thinking the devil's going to hell. They ain't going to hell, y'all. They're going to dry places. Read the Bible. I know you're saying, go back to the place of hell from which they
come.
That ain't the Bible. It sounds good, but that ain't the Bible.
It's not the word.
It sounds good. Show it to me in the scripture. Show it to me.
That's it.
What demon has the power to come out of hell?
What spirit
has the power to free himself from bondage?
Come on here.
None. Now show it to me. You show it to me in the word. I believe it. I start preaching this, and I start preaching my retractor. What they call that when you apologize? I retract my statement. However you want it, I correct it.
That's right.
But then the Bible says that spirit, he sees the vessel that he was cast out of.
That vessel
is empty and unpolished or ungirded. See, you don't allow the Holy Spirit to come into you. That devil say, I got a chance to live again. Because the only way spirits can have authority in the earth, they need a body.
Come on.
And if you, oh, Lord have mercy, I'm preaching another sermon. The movie called Live Boys back in the 90s. The movie came out called Live Boys. And it was about these sons that was demons. Not demons, Draculas. Vampires. And how the daddy, he was all nice and everybody thought him to be friendly, the doctor, whatever. And everybody was liking him. And the one lady that was trying to warn the people about the demon, he stood outside of her house.
Yeah.
He came to visit her. He never walked in. She turned around and invited him. And the very moment she invited him in, his facial expression changed on the TV, in the movie. And all of a sudden, she realized she just invited the devil in. See, when you don't understand hitchhiking spirits, when you don't understand demonic presence, you invite the devil into your house and don't even know it.
Come on here.
And you sitting there calling yourself a child of God, and you wondering why you've been perplexed and oppressed, all of this stuff, is because you done invited something into your heart gate, and you don't even understand what you have done. You don't even understand that you gave room to the adversary when you didn't believe the word of God, and you believe what they said over what the enemy
That's
said.
That's it.
God said.
Come on here.
You don't even understand. You know what you're saying. The devil can go wherever the invitation is given. You're a child of God, but if you invite the devil in, guess what he's going to do?
He's going to come on in.
And so when the doctors tell you there's no deliverance from your oppression, because your mama was this. Well, he just explained to you what is called a generational curse.
That's right.
But there's a scripture in the Bible that tells us that teaches you that Jesus cancels the curse. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. See, that's why you gotta get in the Word of God, and that's why you need to be in a Bible-based teaching church. I can't help it. Are simply things that we won't give to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said, cast all your cares upon me.
Mm-hmm.
He said all of them, y'all.
All of them.
And so if I got a care that I don't give to him, then who I'm giving it to?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I know this broken English. But I ain't strong enough to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm losing my because I didn't do what the scripture told me in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And that's what it says now.
And he shall.
He didn't say, he said right. Always.
Always.
There's a difference. There's some things we think that we can do without God. And that's why we got whooped upside our head. I know y'all don't like that, but the preacher got to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So, and listen, I ain't throwing stones forward, I'm throwing them up. So all of us in this crowd, we're going to get hit by what drop? That's me included. When we don't give it to God, we have to deal with it. But when we give it to God, he deals with it. And all I got is a simple question. Who's stronger and better at resolving anything, him or you? Period. Case closed. Those are our issues. We have to learn to give it to God totally and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us into all truth. That's why we're teaching on the Holy Spirit this month. Because I'm going to show you from the table that the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding people on what to do, how to do, when to do, and why. And what he done for one, he's able to do for another. So the scriptures are our reference point of what God is able to do. Our prayer life is us petitioning God, like when you go to court. You petition them based on what they have already done. And you petition them by what's in the Constitution. What has already been accepted. When we go to God, I don't know where that status is coming from, but that's all right. I'm going to preach anyhow. When we go to God, we petition God by what his word says, what he has already done. That's what true prayer is. That's what it's about. And that's how we go to God and get our true deliverance. Amen. All right. I don't know who's up at the soundboard. If you want it, if you go ahead and just do all the mic. There we go. Amen. Thank you. The preacher is done preaching. Amen. Thank God for all that he allowed me to add after the sermon. Amen. But when we have fellowship one with another, That is how we encourage one another, how we build one another up, because all of us have hard days. All of us deal with times of difficulties. Amen. And even the preacher, your pastor, wherever you may go to church at, needs to be encouraged. It's not easy being a preacher. Sometimes the preacher is on the greatest of different type of spiritual types. Amen, somebody. And don't nobody know like he know or she know, but they can't tell you everything because we don't know. We'll talk about it. We won't pray about it. When we hear about preachers' shortfalls, we'll talk about them and we won't pray for them. And that's why the body of Christ is suffering, because we have preferred not to obey the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount. That's Matthew chapter 5, y'all. I want you to take time in your private time and go back and read Matthew chapter 5. And you will see that he said, blessed are the peacemakers. But in chapter 5, as you get on further down and get to like verse 20, 21, 22, or 23, around that area, you'll see how he dislikes, he tells us even before we give an offering, and we know that there's broken fellowship for us to go get it right. And then bring our gifts. Why? Because if I'm going to the altar, the altar is not just for sinners, it's for alteration. So I'm going to the altar, I'm going down to the altar, and a lot of churches, they don't build churches now with altars no more. It was a time where in church here in America, there was altars at the church where we came down to pray. Now we just have a little front walkway. That's fine. There need to be a sacred area where the people can come and surrender all to the Lord. But we are nosy. So instead of praying for people, we want to know all the details. Why are you praying for that? How you get into that? All that ain't our business. If we're not that particular counselor for that particular individual, all that stuff ain't our business. Our job is to pray. Pray with them. Pray for them. Pray about the matter concerning them. Another scripture tells us, he said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple, that you will have love one to another, not just four. Because if you got money for me and it's in your pocket, then it's doing me no good until you make sure it gets to my hand or my bank account. Now, I'm done with all that missionary care. Let somebody else have some takeaways. Amen. I don't know. If you've already pressed the one, we want you to press it again so it'll take you off board, and then repress it after it takes you off the line so that the person operating the board today can see it come off and come back on so they know to open your mic up. Amen. Because we're not. Amen.
Hello.
And if it's any more, hello. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you all too. I just want to say that I thank God for each and every day of my life. I thank God for this day. And I thank God that he's been making ways out of no way. And I thank God for Mother's Day. This is a day to remember to be grateful for our mother, for what she did to bring us into this world. And we also sometimes forget that all of us, including our mothers and our fathers and generations, were seated before them they're here because of a true godly mother. So it's been a lot of things that our mother did and probably didn't like, but I just thank God when I look back on my life and see how we were raised, you know, we were raised in the country, you know, we didn't have clothes like everybody else, and she still taught us how to treat people, whether it's black or white, blue or green. And another thing, she taught us to always say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And I just thank God for who I am today. I'm not where God wants me to be or who I need to be, but I'm willing for God to work on me. So I just thank God for this day, the opportunity to be here on the line. And I thank God for you, Pastor Bunny, because you really, I like the way you break it down so a child can understand. And I just pray that God keep you and give you strength to keep going on and doing what you're doing, because it's a great help for a lot of people. Some people might not say it, but it is. And I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I hope you all have a blessed day. And I'm complete.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Elder Lachlan.
Yes, sir. I thank the Lord for today. And I appreciate God for what he's doing today. And I love my mother. My mother has been good to me. And she has done great things. She's a woman of God. And she always took care of us. And I thank God for the word. I ask God to write the word upon the tables of my heart that I might not sin against him. And I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I encourage you. Keep on preaching the word. Keep on teaching. For your blessing to a lot of children of God. Amen.
Thank you, sir. I'm encouraged. I definitely am encouraged. Thank you very much. Anyone else have a takeaway or you want to recognize your mother? Amen. Anyone else?
Well, yes, to God be the glory. I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Also, I just thank God for the word today. Thank God for the message for the mothers about the Shulamite woman, Samson, Mary. That God, you know, bless the women of God through the Bible to give them an example to be mothers. Also, thank God for my mom for being an example and raising me up to be the woman that I am. I thank God for my husband as he gave the word to God, and he told me I was his honey. Mm-hmm. And so he's my honey.
Yeah. And he does call me honey.
And he's my honey dripper.
Amen, baby. My honey game.
Yes, he's my honey dripper. We call that honey drippers in Florida. They call them ice cups here. But he's my honey dripper, and I'm his honey. And, Okay, and also, to God be the glory for protecting you, Evangelist Clayton, and the city, and Tallahassee, and the surrounding area. And we're just going to keep everyone lifted up in prayer. I said, my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek that faith, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, did not hear from heaven. Forgive their sins, and I heal the land. We got to keep on praying, saints, and that we just got to keep on praying in the seed that he will heal this land. It's not self-defined, it's a process, it's a storm. So we just got to just keep on praying. And also, whatever, if we could, that's even just saying, I mean, how we can help. But if we could just pray, that's the best thing that we can do. Thank God that he has his hedge of protection around you, Sister Clay.
Yes, yes.
And everyone that's there, he has his hedge of protection, his hands, his wings, that no weapon has formed against you. It did not prosper. Just thank God for the word. Thank God for you and everyone that's on here. And happy Mother's Day to everyone. And even the ones that lost their mothers. Y'all remember Mother in a happy way. As Shirley Caesar say, y'all remember Mother in a happy way. The ones that lost their mothers.
That's
God, we just thank God for all the mothers. Now thank God for being the mother of my husband's kids also. So thank God for being the mother. God love everyone.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Bless you too.
Amen.
Bless you too. Amen. All right. I wanted to give my quick takeaway, and I just thank God for the message of that Pastor Bonnet gave about mothers and how important they are.
Hold up for a second. If everybody else that had a chance to speak, if y'all will hold up for a moment, put your phones on mute. There's a lot of stuff coming through, and we know people all around the world are able to listen to these testimonies and takeaways, and we want to try to give them the best audio possible. There it is. All right, Queen, I go right ahead. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I just wanted to say thank you for that message. I had my brother listening in for a while, and we got disconnected, but I called back in. And it was a great message, and we lost our mother last year. This is the second Mother's Day that we had without her. But I can say all three of us, we lived and we gave our mother her flowers while she was living. So, of course, my brother probably had the hardest time out of the three of us. We loved her as much as she loved us, and we were all close. And she always said, me and my three. Even though I miss her today, I still feel I don't have that devastating feeling like a lot of people, I think, feel. And I had that question, you know, am I supposed to be crying, you know, wondering was I grieving like most people, but I don't feel that feeling. I am thankful for all that. I know my mother sacrificed. She was a single parent. I am thankful for all the things that she did for me, the sacrifices she made. I remembered when there was time that food was low, and we didn't really, as kids, you don't really think about it. And she'd say, well, let me take a bite off of your plate and kill the poison, not knowing that she did that off of each one of our plates, just as she would have a bite in her stomach and made sure that we ate. That was the sacrifice she made. And when I learned the story as an adult, I cried because I didn't know that's why she was doing that. But it touched my heart. And I remember I was always my mother's right hand. And I am so thankful to have the mother that I did and the love that she displayed. She sacrificed so much. And I remember the ordeal that we went through when I was 10, and I'm just going to tell the story real quick. My mother was in her second marriage. She just had a child with her second husband, my baby sister, 2 months old. My stepfather, my sister's husband, I mean father, tried to molest me, and I was 10 years old. They just built a beautiful home. My mother, he came in the bedroom, put his hand over my mouth, and told me that if I said anything, he would kill me. Made me get off the bed. He slid off my underwear, and he started
licking on me. My mom came in just in time and caught him. Thank God. She tried to kill him. She did what she had to do, but she got us up out of the situation. She had called his sister. She called, I guess, the paramedics. She had hit him over the head with this glass vase. I remember that. But she got her sister and her husband took us over to their house, and I guess she called the paramedics. They did what they needed to do. Anyway, she came back and got us. And she was just trying to figure out what to do. The next day, I remember, she took me to the police station. We stayed in this little redneck town in North Carolina. And they were questioning me about what happened. And when they got to the question, they was asking me what kind of underwear I had on. And did I dance in front of him? And my mom just said, stop. And she said, there is no way my 10-year-old daughter tried to seduce my husband. And she gathered us up. She went back to the house, packed some clothes. We just up and left. Her thing was she wanted to make sure I was okay. She wanted to make sure her kids was okay. We up, moved, left, and went to Maryland, stayed with some friends for her. I guess about 2 months, one of her friends, and she found a house in Arlington, Virginia. So we stayed up there for about 7 months. I changed schools 3 times in the 5th grade. Grade stayed up. She didn't tell anybody in the family until, she felt like it was okay. She left her husband. I can only imagine a mother, walking and seeing your husband after you just had a baby with him trying to molest your 10-year-old daughter. And I am so thankful for the way she handled it. Her first thing was for her to make sure that I was okay. Her mental health and going through all of that, just walking away from everything had to be hard. But she did it. And, we went through a lot, but amazingly, she didn't tell my father till we got back. He wanted to kill him, but my grandmother had to stop him. My father was a cop, she didn't tell him till we got back. And, of course, there was adjustments. I went through school. I was able to keep my grades up and do what I needed to do. And my mother and I we've always been close. So I've been right there by my mother, and I can't think of any other woman that I could call my hero other than her. And every time I think about it, it's just, she's amazing. She, if you think about anything like that, and I know that there's a lot of women who have achieved it and gone through a lot of things. Just giving birth is an amazing feat for a mother. So there are a whole lot of things that women go through. Women are amazing beings to me. There are some that do things that are not good, but, they can always go to the Lord, turn it around, ask for forgiveness. But for me, my mother is my shero. And I'm thankful. She helped me to develop to be the woman that I am. She did everything she could to open the doors for me to have the opportunities that I could walk into. I remember her praying and asking God, to cover me and, telling God that, Lord, I'm giving her to you.
And I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I am the woman that she prayed for God to direct my path. I'm thankful for my Shiro, and she knew it. That's all I can say. So to all the beautiful women out there, the sacrifices, the hardships, the beautiful moments, I give honor and glory to you, and thankful for God giving you the light that shines through you.
Amen.
With that, I'm complete. And happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful women around the world. I'm a cat mom, and all my nieces are my babies, so.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are we going to do the Bloodhound?
Yes. Let's go for
okay.
it.
Okay. All right, are we all ready for that then?
Yes.
Okay, well then, here we go. Here's the verse you see if you all have sniffed out from last week, and here it is.
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Ooh, how true. Man shall not live by bread alone, but definitely many get by on crust. And we'll hear that verse once again.
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
But you also notice we don't live on bread alone, but by every word. Every word. Every word. Not just part of the words of God, but every word. So don't be messing with God's word. He said every word of God. Amen. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Okay, anybody know where that is to be found?
Evangelist Clayton.
Luke
4 and 4 is correct.
Okay.
Good job.
All right.
Am I on
Good job on this Mother's Day. All right, and let's see if you can sniff out this verse by next week. And here it is.
Hold on, Ms. Harrison.
I heard you. No, we heard you. I'm sorry. Hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear you, Evangelist Clayton. Go ahead, Missionary Ken.
No, I was going to say the same thing, but you said it, so. And
it's
you
fine.
Said
you got
cool.
it.
Well,
you
both got it. That was the point. You both got it. That's why I didn't say a specific person, because you both got it at the same time. Amen. It was a tie this week. All right, so here's the verse y'all got to sniff out by next week. See if we get a tie next week.
Okay.
And saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
And you notice the Savior will come upon Mount Zion to judge Mount Esau. And we'll hear that verse one more time.
And saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
And you notice it ends with, the kingdom will be the Lord's. The kingdom will be the Lord's. And we'll hear that verse one last time for our listeners' sake.
When the Saviors shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen. All righty. So, that's an interesting one. All right. So, why don't we get Evangelist Clayton to give us a little closing prayer, and I think we are done for today.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you to thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting us right here at this appointed time. Thank you for the word today, God. Thank you for writing on the table of our hearts that we might not stand against thee, God, and that, Lord, we may glorify you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us, Father God, this day. For this is the day that you have made, and you have blessed us to be rejoiced and to be glad in it. And, Lord, we thank you for this Mother's Day, Father God, to spread love, show love, give love, and be love, Father God. And we give you the glory, we give you the praise, God. And I bless each table, bless the hands of preparation, bless the food that we're about to partake, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless the water, God. Bless the fountain that filled and running over, God. We give you all praise and give you all glory in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And the benediction will watch between you and I while we're absent one from another. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Wow, God. You all be blessed and have a Jesus filled day. Amen.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Evangelist Clayton, I'll be praying for everyone in your area, and thank God that God spared you and your dwelling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much for your prayers. Amen.
All right. Have a great day, everyone.
You are too.
God bless.
God bless everyone.
All right.